Microsoft has released its new computer security package, and the price will be just right for many Windows users. Larry, how do you like it?
Well, it's fine. It's called Microsoft Security Essentials, and it is just that, essential. They even say on their own blog it's not a suite. Don't expect to have a lot on web threats or phishing attacks or anti-spam. But when it comes to simply blocking viruses and spyware, it seems to do the job. It installed very quickly. I just downloaded it and installed quickly. It seems to work. Obviously, I can't tell for sure it's protecting me, but so far so good. Nothing's damaged my computer, but it's Microsoft protecting you against the basic threats, which I think they should, because after all, they make the operating system, and just like car manufacturers put in brakes and airbags, they should have some level of protection.
Hi, everybody. It is September the 30th, 2009, and I have to do a podcast about Microsoft Security Essentials. First of all, this is a free, emphasize free, piece of Microsoft software, and it is a spyware and antivirus protection package, and it's only 8 meg. I was using AVG, and I had a paid license, and that was almost 50 meg, and it was just clunky, and it had too much junk in it, and I didn't need it, and I just said, let's just get rid of it. So I did. And I also had SpyBot and Adware on my machine, and those just ran in the background, and they just kind of added an extra bunch of stuff, so I took those off. And then I went to Google and I looked for Microsoft Security Essentials, and it took me to a bunch of choices, as it usually does, and it had the download page. And I read a little about what the thing did and all of that, and it was kind of a two-in-one package, and it was free. And I grabbed it, and the thing is only 8 meg. And I installed it. It was very easy. You have to accept or not accept the license agreement, and then you have to let Microsoft validate your copy of Windows. They want to make sure that you really do have a valid copy of Windows on your machine. And before you do all this stuff, you need to take off any spyware and any antivirus software that's on your machine. And the reason you need to do that is because you don't want any conflicts with Microsoft Security Essentials. And then you run this piece of software that you downloaded, and that is going to include accepting the license agreement and validating Microsoft Windows, and then you just go and push the install button and it installs. Now, when it's installed, it will go out and grab the latest security updates, and when it does that, at least for me, it landed me on a button called update, and I figured since I'd already updated everything, all I had to do is push Alt-F4 to get out, because I'd already done the update. It just went out to the internet and got my stuff, and that was what it did. Now, it puts on your desktop an icon for Microsoft Security Essentials, and I had not found any adjustments for my email, and the reason I need to adjust that is because usually security programs will access the default place for your email to come in and go out from, 110 for input and 25 for output. But most people these days have SSL secured email, and usually the standard is, I believe, 995 for input, 465 for output. And at least in the case of AVG and some of the other software I used, it didn't know that, so it was looking in the wrong place for email. And I'm still kind of concerned about that, because at this point I haven't found any place where I adjust that. So, what happens when you push the enter key on Microsoft Security Essentials? What you end up in is a list of links, and I'm going to tell you what that is right now when I move over to my PC and let you know. We're over by my PC and we're sitting here, at the very top of this list box. And what happens is, if you want to arrow down to the choices, you use your down arrow or your up arrow to go back up to the top. When you're on a choice, you don't really push enter on it. What you do is you tab. And there are all sorts of little check boxes and things. It's very, very, very accessible here. So let me tell you what the choices are. First of all is scheduled scan. That's what we're sitting on now. And I'm going to down arrow to the rest of the choices so you can hear them.
Default actions. Real-time protection. Excluded files and locations. Excluded file types. Excluded processes. Advanced. Microsoft SpyNet.
I believe Microsoft SpyNet is some kind of subscription service, but you can get protection for free, and that is the radio button default here. So at least we know what that one does, and some of the other things I'm not going to have to go in to explain. But let's go back up to the top.
Scheduled scan.
And I have made some changes. I don't like scheduled scans. I pretty much turned that off. So I'm going to tab to tell you what the choices are.
Run a scheduled scan on my computer. Recommended checkbox not checked.
Okay, tabbing again.
Cancel button. Settings button.
When I push settings, it doesn't seem to do much of anything. But I'm just going to leave it alone for now.
List view. Scheduled scan. 1 of 8.
Okay, next.
Default actions.
And I'm going to tab.
Choose the action to display or apply by default when Microsoft Security Essentials detects potential threats with the following alert levels. What are actions and alert levels? Link.
Okay, I'm going to tab, and we're going to hear some actions. And for just about all of these, I've chosen quarantine. Usually, you have choices of remove or quarantine, and for the less stringent choices, you can allow. But I decided quarantine would be the best bet because sometimes I have heard of situations where a scan found a problem with JAWS, and it turned out that it took out a very essential piece of JAWS, and it just totally messed everything up. So I'm not going to remove. I'm just going to quarantine on this stuff.
Severe alert level combo box quarantine 0 items. High alert level combo box quarantine 0 items. Medium alert level combo box quarantine 0 items. Low alert level combo box quarantine 0 items. Apply recommended actions. Help protect your computer by applying the actions above after Microsoft Security Essentials detects potential threats. Checkbox checked. Cancel button. Settings button. List view. Default actions. 2 of 8.
Okay, let's go down the next one.
Real-time protection.
And this I have pretty much left alone, but let's hear what the options are.
Turn on real-time protection. Recommended checkbox checked.
I hope this isn't going to slow things down.
Real-time protection alerts you when viruses, spyware, or other potentially unwanted software attempts to install itself or run on your computer. Tell me more about real-time protection. Select real-time protection options. Link. Monitor file and program activity on your computer. Checkbox checked. Scan all downloaded files and attachments. Checkbox checked. Cancel button. Settings button. List view. Real-time protection.
Let's go down.
Excluded files and locations.
I don't have any, so I'm going to leave that alone and arrow down.
Excluded file types.
I don't have any of those either. Arrow down.
Excluded processes.
I don't have any of those either. Let's arrow down.
Advanced.
And in advanced, let's tab.
Scan archive files. Checkbox checked. Scan removable drives. Checkbox not checked. Create a system restore point. Checkbox checked.
These are all defaults. I haven't changed any of these.
Allow all users to view the full history results. Checkbox checked. Cancel button. Settings button. List view. Advanced. 7 of 8.
And the last one is
Microsoft SpyNet.
And here we have the following tab items.
Basic membership radio button checked.
And I've left this alone because that's pretty much what it is. I haven't signed up for any SpyNet or anything.
Microsoft SpyNet privacy statement. Link. Cancel button. Settings button. List view. Microsoft SpyNet. 8 of 8.
I'm going to get out of here because I think we're done setting things up. So let me do Alt F4. and it hides it.
JAWS.
And I'm going to get into Outlook Express.
Desktop, open book 8, Outlook Express.
Because I want to see what's going to happen if it will wake up and do some email adjustments.
List view, Outlook Express message list, send space, you have been sent a file description.
No, it didn't do anything. It didn't change anything. And I'm going to check the system tray to see if it's in there. When you get to the system tray, it says computer status protected. I'm going to push enter on this.
Context menu, open.
It says open. And that's
open.
The only thing in the menu. What happens if I tab? Nothing. So I'm going to push open. And push enter.
Leaving menus, quick radio button checked.
Oh, this is for scanning. And let's tab.
Full radio button not checked. Custom radio button not checked. Scan now button. Change my scan schedule link. Home button. Quick radio button checked.
Okay, this basically gives you the status, and you have to push the JAWS or your mouse button so you can see the full screen. All the settings that I set originally have stayed the way that I want them, so I'm going to push Alt-F4 to get out. And we're fine. So,
PC.
I'm back in the inbox. That seems to be all there is to this program. As I said, there doesn't seem to be any email adjustments to make. That is the Microsoft Security Essentials. I love it because it's so easy and it's so accessible. Go for it. The price is right. It's absolutely free. And why pay for a license when you don't have to pay for one? So I am using this, and I am using the Microsoft Windows firewall that's built into XP. And my router has a firewall, hardware firewall, built into it. And this makes things so much easier because it's just, everything is just so accessible here, and it's so simple. So go for it if you want something that doesn't clutter up your machine. Thank you for listening to all this stuff. If you want to contact me, my email address is maryemerson@sbcglobal.net. Comment line number, area code 206-736-7762. Bye for this time.